This morning's scripture reading is from Luke chapter 2, 25 to 32. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus,
it was a beautiful service. And now, it is the first Sunday after Christmas, and I want to ask you one question about Christmas. What does Christmas mean to you? What does Christmas look like? 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into the world and lived among the people, proclaimed the good news. And we believe Jesus Christ was risen from the dead, and he's alive among us. Then, what does Christmas mean to us? And let me ask you one more question. What do you see? I'm going to show you some pictures, and they will show differences between what we adults see and what kids may see. So let's take a look. This is what we see. It's a typical bed. But this is what kids see. And this is what we see. Bicycle, small, tiny one. But this is what they see. And you will understand the next one. This is what we see. And this is what kids see. And this one is what we see. And this is what kids see. And here's the funny one. This is what we see, a doctor. They are helping us. But this is what kids see. And the bread, this is what they see. Fine dining. And you will understand the next. It's a typical one. And the last one, this is what we see. And this is what they see. That's funny, right? About 700 years before Jesus coming, the prophet Isaiah and Micah, they prophesied the Messiah coming. And the Israel people, they have been waiting for the Messiah for 700 years. And eventually, we have Jesus Christ. But when finally Jesus comes, it seems people, they had no idea who he was, and they had no image of what it means to have Christmas. And a lot of people, they were so tired of waiting for the Messiah without any hope. But in our gospel reading today, there were two elderly people who expected Jesus coming in their whole lives, Simeon and Anna. Simeon and Anna. And let's think about Joseph and Mary for a moment. They were living in Galilee, Mary's hometown, not Joseph's hometown. They might have prepared everything for the baby come, right? Even before the technology, they knew it's going to be a boy. That somebody told them, it's going to be a boy. And probably Joseph, the carpenter with magic hands, he probably made a very nice baby crib. Fantastic one, at least not a manger. And Mary, she could have prepared some toys and some decoration for the baby. But all of a sudden, the Roman emperor, he made a decree for a census, and every man has to go back to their hometown and register. Joseph's hometown was Bethlehem, So he has to go back to his hometown. Actually, Mary didn't have to do that, but she followed him. So they went to Bethlehem together. It took 9 or 10 days. It was not a comfortable journey at all. Security or protection was not guaranteed at all. But at least they made it. And Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And according to the law of Moses, it was required that the family brought their firstborn son to the temple or the synagogue and dedicate them and bless them. It was like the baptism we have. That is one of the similar acts. We baptize the baby and bless the child before the congregation, and we, the congregation, promise to support the family to raise the baby in Christ. So in Jewish law, they did almost the same thing in the temple. So Mary and Joseph, they brought their firstborn Jesus to the temple, the center of their community, and offered the sacrifice on behalf. When they walk into the temple, there was a man called Simeon, whom we know nothing about. Verse 25 and 26, they said, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. It has been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see the death before he has seen the Lord Messiah. That's it. That is the only passage of the scripture we have about this man, Simeon. The Holy Spirit talked to him, Simeon, before you die, you will see the Lord Messiah. Before you die, I'm going to show you the salvation of Israel. Before you die, I'm going to show you the consolation of Israel. And before you die, you will see the Messiah, Christ. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what he might have felt when he heard that? Can you imagine what he might have done during his whole life? He must have been so overwhelmed with joy. He might have talked to everybody around him, his family, friends, and neighbors, about this great news. But the time went on and on and on for years and decades. Nothing happened. And now he becomes an elderly person. God says, you will see the child. But that didn't happen. Have you thought of yourself in Simeon's life? You know, we believe God really exists. We believe God knows our names, your name and my name, and God loves you, and God knows exactly what we know, what we need, and what we are going through. But somehow, at some point in our lives, I don't know where I am. I feel like I'm lost. God, where are you? Is it really true, the promise of yours in my life? Is that really true? I feel like I'm lost, just like Simeon, for many years and decades. But in our scripture reading today, we still find hope in Simeon. One day he walks in the temple, just like he has done for many years or decades. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit comes upon him again and leads him immediately to find the family. And Simeon, he sees the child, and his heart was beating so fast watching this child, and he walks slowly to the family as they were dedicating the child to God. And he joins their sacrifice, and he stands there with the baby. And you can picture that. He holds the baby in his arms. He cries for the joy. He looks at the baby. He smiles. And looking at all the people around him, he might have said to them, I mean, people like them, do you see what I see now? Do you see whom I am holding in my arms? Do you see the hope among us? And this is the salvation of Israel. And this is the consolation of the whole world. And do you see what I see now? And he looks at the child, baby Jesus. And he says, God, now you can release me. Release me in peace, as you promised. With my eyes, I have seen your salvation. And now, God, open others' eyes as well. Let them see the salvation. So Simeon, he prays over the child. And now he stops worrying about anything. He stops worrying about all the questions and doubt and uncertainty of the past. He doesn't worry about what might come. God said, you will not see that. You're not going to die until you see the child. And now he sees the child. Maybe it's going to be today, in an hour, in 2 hours. The end of his life. But he doesn't worry about that. And the day after Christmas, I think we need to learn at some point in our life from this man, Simeon, that the promise of God rules out everything else in our lives. The promise of God will be completed in our lives as well. And it wipes away all the fears in our lives as well. And it casts out all of our questions, doubt, and uncertainty. When Simeon blesses the child and cries with joy, we find there is another person in the temple whose name was Anna. She was also righteous and devout, and she has been there quite a long time. And we know she has been with her husband for 7 years. Usually in that time, in Jesus' time, girls, they got married at the age of 12 or 14. I know you're not going to let your grandchild get married at the age of 12 or 14. No, no Emily, no Olivia. But they did 2,000 years ago. And after 7 years of their marriage, that means she became a widow at the age of 19 or 20. And she's now 84 years old, over 6 decades. All she has done was following God's promise, searching for the baby, Jesus Christ. Probably Simeon might have talked to her about what he heard. And Anna did that too. They have been together in the temple, waiting for Jesus' coming for years and decades. Nobody understood what they were doing. Nobody understood what they were expecting. And nobody understood what it means that Jesus was born. But these two people, Simeon and Anna. And finally, Anna finds Jesus the Messiah, and she praises God. God, I see the child. I see the child. I see the redemption. I see the consolation. That was what Christmas looked like for them. And let me ask you again, what does Christmas look like to you? They see a child. Just a child. What can this little baby Jesus do? Did Jesus speak right away? "Hey guys, I come to save the world." So how many languages did Jesus say? I don't know. Did he write, say, "You know what? God sent me to give you salvation. You gotta follow me right away"? No. He didn't make a miracle when he was a baby. He is still a little baby yet. Simeon and Anna, they knew the Roman Emperor Augustus was still alive. The Caesar still governed the Palestine area, including Israel, and the King Herod, he was still ruling. He was on the throne in Israel. Nothing has changed yet. What they see was a baby. Baby Jesus. Nobody around them sees what it means that Jesus was born. But these two people, Simeon and Anna, they see what God has planned. They see the salvation through this little baby Jesus. And we need to ask ourselves what Christmas looks like to us. What does it mean to you? What do you see in this Christmas season? During our Christmas Eve candlelight service, we lifted our candles high. And that was the symbol of Jesus Christ among us. We don't see anything that changed right away, but we see and believe the promise of God, which brings change, which brings hope, which brings peace and love. And that makes us smile in God's promise. And we have hope, peace, joy, and love. What we see in this Christmas season is people come together and focus on sharing the light of God's promise, the future of life. And as the light shines the darkness, just like Jesus comes to the world to shine, we are to light, we are to shine in this world. Because God is now asking each one of us, "Do you see what I see? Do you see the hope is coming in your life? Do you see my promise to you?" Amen.